Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Salvos Automotive Components Limited Q3 and 9-month FY22 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Salvos Automotive Components Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to our quarter three and nine months ended FY22 earnings call. I hope you all are staying safe and healthy. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Naveen Juneja, our Director on the Board and our Group CFA. We also have SGA, our investor relations advisors, on the call. The results and the presentations are uploaded on the stock exchange and company website. I hope everyone had a chance to look at it. Before I move into the industry outlook and what's happening, we are happy to announce a robust set of numbers for quarter three amongst the chaos in the automotive world. I'll give a quick update on the industry and the economy as well. Auto OEMs reported blended numbers across segments. Especially the two-wheeler segment faced the most challenging situation due to subdued demand in the domestic market. The sign of recovery, especially in the entry-level two-wheeler segment, might be prolonged. Passenger vehicles continue to face the brunt of the semiconductor shortage. There is demand, but there are supply issues that we have to deal with both in the domestic market and also the international markets. However, with the government's push on infrastructure and the recent announcement of 25,000 km of new highway, the CVs have shown a very positive sign and will continue to do so. Where Salvos is a very significant player in commercial vehicles, this will help us going forward, as it did in quarter three. The quarter was challenging, not only restricted to the semiconductor shortage, but the massive inflation across commodities such as steel, et cetera, was difficult and weighed on margins. OEMs are trying hard to keep this increase at their level, but some have also passed this on to the end users. The performance of the auto industry for nine months, according to SIAM. As per the data published by SIAM, in the third quarter of FY22, sales of passenger vehicles in quarter three has been the lowest in 5 years, while the two-wheeler is the lowest in 9 years. Only the heavy goods segment in commercial vehicles have shown a positive growth compared to quarter three of previous 2 years. Sales of buses and three-wheelers continue to be a concern with COVID, Omicron, with different variants of the virus coming along. Barring 2020, the sales of commercial vehicles in quarter three have been the lowest in last 5 years, and sales of three-wheelers barring 2020 have been lowest in 13 years. There is signs of improvement of chip shortage. We are hopeful that the situation should come to terms in the next 6 months. We also expect recovery in demand from all markets, especially that we are seeing a decline in COVID cases in the country. From now onwards, we see a sign of recovery and increase in production schedule of OEMs going forward. Now, I'd like to highlight on the Talgo standalone and the joint venture business structure. We are a diversified autocom player with presence across two-wheelers, passenger vehicles, commercial vehicles, and farm equipments. Our business is broadly divided into a standalone business, gaskets and forging, and a three joint ventures with global auto giants for gaskets, suspension, and rubber components. In gaskets, we continue to be a market leader with having a market share of over 50%. As I've repeated in my various calls, we've done a lot of investment in R&D, and this is the reason that we are ahead of our peers. Our forging business continues to perform well. We've had a bit of a hiccup in quarter three due to some export businesses being hit by the chip shortage, but it's a very strong business moving forward. In the forging business line, we've already supplying to the electric vehicle space in the global market. Our joint ventures with Marelli and Marugu, which are basically for suspension components, chassis components, and rubber components, are linked directly to passenger vehicles in the domestic business and now also some exports globally. We'll be supplying EV parts worth about 25 crores in India and global OEMs in FY22. As I mentioned earlier, forging already supplying to electric vehicle space, and even in our JV with Marelli, we are supplying to a large Indian OEM in all the electric vehicle spaces. During the 9 months, FY22, our domestic sales, 27% was contributed by two and three wheelers, 28% was contributed by passenger vehicles, 28% by commercial vehicles, and 9% by the agri space. As we've always mentioned to you and stated earlier, we remain to be a hedge auto component supplier, which helps us in delivering margins and growth rates and not lead only to a particular segment in the auto sector. Our export portfolio continues to do well. We've had a bit of a setback in our forging business line in quarter three due to chip shortages, but still, almost 25% of our revenue comes from exports. Now I request Mr. Juneja to take you through the numbers and the financial performance of the quarter.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. In the gasket division, including Nippon Leakage Servos, for Q3 of FY22, our standalone gasket sales were 101 crores as against 84 crores in Q3 of FY21. Total revenue of Nippon Leakage were 20 crores in Q3 of FY22 as compared to 26 crores in Q3 of FY21. It's a combination of two factors. One is the Hero sale was down by 30% and Honda sale was down by 20% in Q3. Secondly, in this financial year, we had developed a new gasket for 100cc engines for Honda Hero. With the localized steel, the sale price of which is approximately 25% cheaper as compared to the older version. That's why a drop in sales is there, but the EBITDA margins are being maintained at a healthy level. This segment saw a combined EBITDA of 40 crores in Q3 of FY22. Coming to the forging division, the forging business is consistently performing well. The revenue in Q3 FY22 is 49 crores as against 50 crores in Q3 of FY21. As Anuj explained, because of the chip shortages and the closure of all the export facilities in the month of December impacted our sales a little bit. Coming to Magneti Elmo Chassis System Private Limited, the total income for Q3 of FY22 stands at 43 crores versus 41 crores in Q3 of FY21. Now coming to Talbot Margo Private Limited, total income of operations for Q3 FY22 stands at 13 crores, which is same as last year. Above mentioned revenue numbers are all of all our joint venture businesses, our total revenue including our share of business. Now coming to the consolidated financial performance of the company. On slide number 10 of our investor presentation, we have reported consolidated revenue based on Ind AS. Total income including other income stood at 151 crores in Q3 of FY22 as against 132 crores in Q3 of 21, a growth of 14% YOY basis. On 9-month basis, revenue stood at 435 crores versus 293 crores in 9 months of FY21. The financial for the period reflects strong business performance, execution of multi-year orders received in the past years, with additional count of EV product lines goes well in expanding our order book. Now, EBITDA including other income stood at 21 crores in Q3 of FY22, which is same in versus Q3 of FY21. On 9-month basis, our EBITDA stood at 60 crores versus 40 crores in 9 months FY21. EBITDA margin stood at 14% for the quarter versus 16% in last year, Q3 of 21. Majority of the commodity price, especially steel, hiked by more than 20-30% on YOY basis, followed by hike in salaries of all the category employees, led to overall dip in margins. We have recovered major portion of our steel price increases for major OEMs, but steel price increase in the month of October 21, which is 5.60 rupees per kg, has not been recovered yet. We are in the process of recovery from recovering the same from each customers, and the recovery should happen by March 22. Also, rupee appreciated versus euro. As you know, our forging exports is 90% euro based, and which has affected our forging sales and the margin in turn adversely to some extent. Our PAT stood at 11 crores in Q3 22, which is same as Q3 of FY21. On 9-month basis, PAT stood at 32 crores versus 12 crores in 9 months of FY21. Our gross debt at the end of 31st December, including working capital, stood at 97 crores. For the quarter, this of Q3 of FY22, we incurred a capex of around 8 crores. We continue to witness strong momentum and benefits of our hedge portfolio, and accordingly we see highest ever profitability for Galvos in FY22. This is all from our side, and I would now like to open the floor to questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sanjay Abatramani from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. So the margins which we are expecting in the future, I mean, in the coming quarters or next quarter, if you can highlight some points on that, that would be great, sir.
We expect a margin of around 14% in this last quarter, that I can say. Around 14%.
Okay, so these will be EBITDA margins, right?
Yeah, EBITDA margin I'm talking about.
Okay, and anything on the FY23, I mean, if you can give us something, sir?
The FY23, we will avoid giving at this moment because a lot of chip shortages world over is there. We will like to do that in our next call for the financial year, and then when we'll meet in the month of May, we'll definitely like to give at that time.
Okay. Thank you for this, sir. And any capex plans next year for FY23, if you can guide us for that?
It's a continuous capex plan that will be happen. It will be happen another They actually do a CapEx of around 8 to 10 crores definitely, and 14 will also do about 8 to 10 crores CapEx in next year.
Okay, so this is the total for whole year, right? 8 to 10 crores.
Each. It may be, jointly, it will be around 16 to 20 crores jointly, both standalone business.
Okay, okay. For full year, right?
Yeah, full year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This answers my question. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, a very fantastic result you have given. Sir, how many months order do we have in hand, and can we hedge this commodity price, which orders we are in hand?
Sir, commodity prices hedging is not possible here. I don't, because no mill is ready to, because first of all, my offtake is not very, very high, number one. Second, these mills are some components we are, some raw material we are importing. The buyers are not, the factories are not able to, don't want to give us a fixed price for a certain period. Of course,
right,
we are trying to do little bit, but not for more than 1 month, we can't hold them. 1 month
right,
is my fixed price, our own price, but after that, no.
Okay, okay, okay.
Because there is a huge demand, gap between demand and supply, you know that. When there is a supply is little and demand is more, so know that what happens.
Right, right, right. This profit from joint ventures are low level in compared to last year. These are also on commodity reason?
No, this is not commodity reason, because if you see the joint ventures, Nippon Nuclear is a OE supplier to Honda and Hero only.
Okay.
Right. And both. Okay. In this quarter, Hero was down by 30%, Honda was down by 20%. This is one of the reasons. And both Marelli and Margo, Marelli is 60% based on Maruti. Okay,
right.
Maruti
right,
was down by 12%, and balance is export to JLR was pathetic last quarter, because JLR was in bad shape last quarter. So it has impacted the bottom line. In Margo, Margo is 75% Maruti based, number one. Plus the price increase we have launched with Maruti has not been received till now. We expect this to receive in this month only, and next quarter you will see a better picture, definitely.
Definitely, definitely. Yes, sir. Up to which time inflation on commodity may continue? Can you give some timeline?
So we don't really know, but we will try our best to recover the prices from the customer. But
okay,
maybe another quarter or quarter, no one really knows. But our intent is that, you know, in some of business lines we've already got the increase from the customers. Some are delaying tactics, but over a quarter lag we get it. But we can't predict how long we'll be on for.
Right, right, right.
But nothing is permanent in life, so hopefully it should get better. Whatever goes up comes down also in life, so let's see.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much, sir, to give me the opportunity to ask something.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Hazari from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am. So I just wanted to know, in the EV segment, are you the sole supplier of EV parts to the Tata companies?
Yes, from the JV Marelli Talbot, where we make suspension control arms. It's a product which is basically, for the suspension, which connects the steering wheel to the powertrain. So we are supplying single source to the EV vehicle of Tata Motors from that JV.
So that would make you the sole supplier in the EV segment. So overall, you won't be the sole supplier of any other parts to the Tata companies, right?
So we supply Tata Motors with various components. Like, for example, from our gasket business also, we're supplying, you know, gaskets to Tata Motors, to Tata Cummins single source. We are supplying suspension components from our JV. So various products we supply to them, heat shields, but electric vehicles of Tata Motors, like they, what they've come up with, we are supplying through the JV right now.
Okay, fine. Okay, great. Great. And so going forward also, you won't be able to give any revenue guidance for FY23 also, right?
I think it's better to wait this quarter. We are confident of our order pipeline. But I think better to just wait for this quarter, because there's so much uncertainty with the chip shortage. No one really knows. So we are confident of a good show. That will I can give. But let's wait a couple of months for this whole uncertainty to settle.
Okay, fine. Great. Okay. Thank you so much. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram from DBS. Please go ahead.
Mr. Naveen, first of all, congratulations for such a fabulous result for 9 months. It's good to see, in spite of challenges in auto segment, with Tata Automotive doing such a good job. Just one question. The company, going ahead, the focus on EV technology, EV coming into picture, what is the focus of company on developing products with respect to EV market?
Anuj just told before your call that we are, through our JV, we are supplying to Tata Motors, and through our JV, we are also supplying to JLR. All the new vehicles of JLR, our EV vehicles, our component will go there. And we are, through our 4G division, we are through GK, and we are supplying to Volvo our EV components. So plus, we have, as you are aware, we are developing a heat shield business, and which is growing, and it will go to all the vehicles of whether EV, non-EV, whether CNG, etc. And we are hopeful that this portion will grow over a period of next couple of years.
Any capex towards this EV business planned for next year?
What do you say? I couldn't get it.
Any capex planned for this EV expansion next year?
No specific capex for EV, no. It's whatever component is supplying to IC engine, we're also supplying some to EV, so nothing in specific. It's not like a separate capex, no.
Okay. Thank you, then. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind our participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nidhi Khanna from Isha Securities. Please go ahead.
So my next first question is that what should we expect from the JVs in the next quarter and FY23, if you could share some color? I know the semiconductor supply shortage is continuing and you've emphasized on that, but if you could give some color.
I can say about this quarter only, okay?
All
right. The JV performance should be better as compared to Q3 because, number one, Maruti is, I think, the chip shortage has been controlled a little bit as per their guidance. So the performance should be better in Nippon Leakless. Magneti Meli and Margo Rubber. And Nippon Leakless, it depends on how the Hero and Honda performs. I think they are performing not very good till January. Let's see next couple of months. But it will definitely be better than this quarter because we are expecting a price increase in Margo, which will be validated. So it will be definitely better. That I can say.
All right. My next question is that what is the capacity utilization that we had in the last quarter?
In the last quarter, in the gasket division, my capacity utilization was 85% to 90%. In 14, it was 75%. In Magneti Meli, it was 70%. In Nippon Leakless, it was 60% to 65%. And in Margo Rubber, it was in anti-vibration, it was around 70%. In my other business of hoses, it was 30%.
All right. And lastly, I want to understand if we've applied for the PLI scheme and are there any plans to apply in the coming period?
Ma'am, as of today, whatever the components we are having or we are in the process of having doesn't qualify in the PLI. They don't qualify in the PLI.
The EV components also?
EV, they go in a EV vehicle.
Okay.
Component. The suspension goes in an EV vehicle. The 4G goes in the EV vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think so. It will be the PLI asked for a certain special capexes, etc. Because I can make this component in the existing equipment which I am having. I have to plan for a new setup of, I am not making a new motor or something that qualified, or battery or whatever it is.
Understood, sir. This is helpful. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Priyanka Shah from NM Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question. Sir, how was the demand in the month of January and what is the visibility for overall quarter four at domestic and global level as Indian OEMs are commenting on activities to pick up in quarter four?
I think on the global front, the demand is better as compared to Q3, that I must say that. But on the export front, still is little better, not much on the export front. Of course, I think in the fourth quarter, I should be shared better than Q3.
Okay, sir. So one more question. Can you please discuss quarter 3 FY22 performance across all segments of two-wheeler, vehicle and other segments?
So we gave you that breakup, no? That in our domestic business, about 27% came from two-wheelers, 37 came from commercial vehicles, and about 28 came from PVs, and 9% came from the tractor and heavy industry of our domestic global business. Domestic business, sorry.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bhaskar Chaudhary from Entrust Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sorry if some of these questions are basic. But, I'm just looking at the nine-month numbers. And the other expenses line, has increased quite significantly. So, compared to the previous 9 months, there should have been some more operating leverage. Why has that not really flown through?
First of all, in the other expenses, 70% expenses are variable. Consumer stores, processing charges, power and fuel, these are all part of other expenses, freight. And as you are aware, export freight has doubled in last 1 year. Doubled. It's not. That is the major reason for increase in that. But of course, we got the price increase. This is being reflected in the top line, not here. So, if you see, my top line also gone by 20% as compared to the 9 months of last year. And 70% expenses, just want to share with you, are in the variable nature. Like, just a minute. Just a minute, I will just give you a full breakup of that. So we reviewed each and every expense. Because some travel, last year was there, no travel, nothing was there. Now some people are starting moving, some business promotion expenses are also happening. Other expenses that we see, what it comprise of? It comprise of consumer stores, labor and processing charges, power and fuel, repair to building, repair to plant and machinery, insurance, traveling conveyance, sale promotion, packing, trade and forwarding. Packing trade forwarding last year was 626. This year is 850. Like my travel tour and expenses last year was 71. Now it's 146. Similarly, my consumption of tools was spare because turnover has gone up by 20%. It was 7 crore 52. Now it's 9 crore 84. So these are the major reasons for that.
Understand, sir. And I'm sorry I joined the late. So please excuse me if you've covered this earlier. So for the 9 month number, what is the value growth and what is the volume growth?
Volume is very, very difficult to calculate because the components are in lakhs. So I can use the value growth only.
You were saying something. Please go ahead.
Because the components are gasket, the small gasket, big gasket, it's very difficult to calculate the volume of that in lakhs. In forging also, in 1,000 lakhs volumes are there. So we don't have the figure of volume.
Understand, sir. Understand. And, just one last question. Again, a little bit of a basic question. So, and slightly more strategic. So in terms of your current product portfolio, sir, how much of it moves from the IC engine phase to the EV kind of era? Seamlessly, and what kind of other products are you looking to launch for the broader EV space? How much overlap is there and what are the new products you're looking at?
New products we are only in the existing range, but like heat shield we are looking for the EV space. Like the special component, we already received orders from JLR in a big way for EV, which is as soon as the vehicle will start making, they will start manufacturing the vehicle, it will be supplied in there. As Anil told you earlier, because the Tata Motors or EV vehicle, we are supplying suspension components, that if the number goes up, our number will go up. Of course, we will approach other customers for that also. We are in the E space of the BMW vehicles and the Volvo vehicles, and we are getting new parts. I think some commercialization has started now. It will be materialized in the next 3-4 months, and mature value will come within 1 year in that. So it's happening day by day. whatever the demand is there, we are specific to our line machining, sorry, specific to our production capacities, etc. capabilities, we are doing that.
Understand. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you. So just one question on the forging part, that some components that we supply on the hybrid side, what would those parts be?
Yep. Those are basically, they're called bushes. They work around the motor, electric motor. So for the electric motor, basically, there's some bushes that are made. It's high-end machine products. High-end machine.
Okay. And which are the parts that we earlier used to supply to IC vehicles also? Or currently we are also doing that?
It's a new, there's no replacement of product, it's a new product by itself. It's an addition to the line. It's not replacement.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Shah from Ace Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, I have two questions. One, sir, can you please discuss about our foreign exchange hedging policy as we are increasing our export business?
Yeah, we do minimum 25 to 30% our export is hedged, minimum. And balance, we keep it open. Sometimes if the rates are good, we go up to 40%. Like in when the euro was around 87, 88, we did about 40% export hedging in that.
Okay, sir. Sir, and sir, on EV business, sir, how is our margin differential in EV business as compared to non-EV business?
The same.
It was the same?
Yeah, more or less same. It depends on the customer. BMW gives a good margin, so margins are good. Tata Motors, you know that how they work. So, little bit. Not much, very, very. Same domestic, whatever the difference between domestic and export margins, the same margin.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind our participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nisha Desai from Raga Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I have a few questions. So I wanted to understand, what is the peak revenue of our orders received in the last year?
Peak revenue of orders.
What do you mean by that? Peak revenue orders? I didn't understand
the
question.
What would be the peak revenue which we can achieve for the orders which we've received in last year?
I think that's an ongoing thing. I mean we received order about $30 million, which we declared over, and it's coming into phases, so it doesn't come in one go, but about, you know, 10%, 15%, 20%, 30% comes on a general basis. So we can't decipher that. I mean, what we can say that the order that we have won will only give us a good growth rate in our top line for all our divisions going forward.
Yeah.
But it again depends on the end customer. The production will also go up according to that order, no?
Okay, sir. Okay. Sir, in our non-EV business, what is the progress on the orders for the upcoming year?
Sorry? Non-EV business.
In our non-EV business, what is the progress on the orders for the upcoming year? I mean, can you give a broad idea for next 2-3 years?
It remains very, very strong across all segments. There is no issue at all. We're still predominantly supplying to the IC engine with some EV thrown in, but very, very strong. Because we are supplying to, you know, heavy commercial vehicles, you know, passenger vehicles, tractor industry. So it's still very, very strong.
Export also in a big way too.
Okay, okay. So then my next question is, do we meet all of the our global order requirement from the domestic production?
Pardon me? What you say? I mean, we supply from the factories in India, yes. Is that a question?
Yeah,
we do.
Okay, and do we have any plans of investment at the international location with the increasing export in place?
Yeah, I think the cost of manufacturing is much, much lower here as compared to overseas. You know that.
Yes.
So, and our plans are all approved by the overseas customers. Better to supply from here. We don't have any plan to put up a manufacturing facility outside India. Of course, we have warehouses all over places. We have two warehouses in Italy, two in UK, and one in US. So we have warehouses. In Germany also we have a warehouse.
warehouses and sales we can explore outside, but manufacturing we do in India.
Okay, sir.
R&D is here, everything is here.
Okay, sir. This was very helpful. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apurva Mehta from AM Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers in this uncertain environment.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask about the heat shield effect. This quarter, what was the turnover for heat shield and what is your outlook for maybe Q4 and maybe next year?
Sir, heat shield, we are already developed the samples for Maruti and Hyundai. The samples have been given to our collaborators for their validation. As soon comes, I hope so, by the end of this year, or by early April, we'll start the commercial supply to Maruti and Hyundai. And there are, I expect next year these two will give us a revenue of around, additional revenue of about 15 crores. And plus, there are other orders we are expecting more from Kia, etc.
Let's see.
Let's see how it goes for us.
But like commitment to you about each year next 2 to 3 years still remains.
Yeah.
Okay. So that target of around 50 to 75 crore in next 2-3 years is achievable.
Yeah, for that 5 year 75 crore definitely.
Yes, for sure. And you know, let this whole travel thing open up, there's a lot of opportunity abroad also. It's just that every time my guys want to travel out, some variant comes out. There's a lot of opportunity out there. We're working with some global customers, we're talking to them, but need some face-to-face interaction with the R&D team to go and present. That is taking a little bit of a setback, but don't worry, the goal will be achieved.
Okay. And any new orders in pipeline which we are negotiating, any sizable orders we can foresee?
Negotiating a big order from Marvel Rubber, and in our forging business, we are negotiating 2 big orders. I think hopefully it will mature within the next three to four weeks maximum.
By March, we have a better picture. By March, we'll be a better picture. We're already in the pipeline.
Hmm.
So that's a better time to talk about that. Yes, that's work in progress.
Okay. And any side on the gasket side, because any replacement, where world must be closing a lot of gasket, units because of progressing EV. So there is an opportunity for us to grab that market where, they are closing down. And any tie-ups that we are talking or are we seeing such thing happening globally?
No, gaskets will continue to work on the export front because there is a huge opportunity out there. So we are talking to our customers, who are there, and we will probably become a dominant supplier even in the overseas market. So it's an opportunity in fact, like you rightly mentioned. We are working on that.
So just for your information, in the first 9 months of this year, our export in gasket business, I'll just give you some numbers for that. Yeah, our gasket export is up by 58% in this year as compared to 9 months of last year. Export.
So now how much in value terms?
Last year it was 28 crores in first 9 months, now it is 45 crores. 9 months.
Okay. And next year would be much better for some.
100%.
Okay. And how is Cummins progressing over the period? And are you seeing accelerated traction coming from Cummins?
Cummins is going on well. It's if you look at the growth rate of the domestic market for 9 months. The growth rate is basically 51% over last year. This also is predominantly linked to the commercial vehicle space where we have got a high value addition. And even exports are coming along well, but it takes time. It's pretty slow. Valuation is slow. But next 2 to 3 years, it should be, God is kind, should be bumper for us.
And any negotiation with Cummins to supply on the international also?
Any chance to
export for this gasket that we are making for Cummins India, for Tata Cummins? Any scope of export for Cummins International?
We have already started exporting to Cummins about $1 million.
Okay.
But this can easily go up to about $3 to $4 million in the next couple of years.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And yeah, and on the margins front, when we were looking at the forging side, the margins have substantially gone down. So, you know, I think there must be...
Sir, don't look at one quarter, please. It is a question of two, three factors. My product mix has changed there. Now, last quarter, my export is only 44%. It used to be 54% because of the chip shortage. Export has come down and the plant was closed in the month of December. On the other hand, in last year, my euro was hovering around 87, 88. In the last quarter, it was around 84, 85. So we lost on that account, plus the increase of steel increase is not 5 rupees 20 paisa, not been recovered fully. And freight has not been recovered fully, which will be, of course, will be recovered. So on a yearly basis, in the long term, it should be on the same level, 14% around, 14-15%.
Okay. So Q4, we can see some recovery coming on that side.
Export from some recovery is there, but not 100%. It will take 6 months to recover back to normal.
Okay. Thanks a lot, and wish you all the best. Yeah. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Kunal Patel from Equiligence Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. First one is a bookkeeping question. If you can just give a breakup of revenue in our gasket division between automotive and industrials.
Yeah, industrial we have. Industrial is small only, I think 4-5%.
Okay. And
export is 18%. I think here. Export 18.
Yeah, export is about 18%.
That's the domestic.
Okay. And in our exports in gaskets, are we supplying significantly on the industrial side, or it is predominantly automotive?
Predominantly automotive.
Okay. So second question is regarding, have you lost any customer in last couple of quarters, say in any part of, especially on the export side?
No.
We only gained customers in exports, in OEM, exports in aftermarket, replacement market. We only gain and we continue to gain. Not lost.
Okay. And we have gained significant business from Carraro or Dana Italia in last 1 year or so. So do you see these relationships expanding over next couple of years, or do you see we have reached a peak in the new year?
Sir, we are, of course, we are expanding our relationship. We are developing new part for Dana, developing new part for GKM, and new part for JLR. We are the person developing new part for BMW.
Okay. Sir, last question is again regarding one of your clients, which is Comer Industries. So have you lost any business there?
In which company?
Comer.
C-O-M-E-R. Comer is, I think, negligible now. I think Comer...
Their schedule has come down.
The schedule has come down. There is some restricting happening in that company, I understand.
Their own schedule has come down.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mayur Liman from ProfitMark Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to ask, in a forging business, we received the 25 crore orders. So could you please give some details?
Yeah, we are not said we have received. We are negotiating, we said. It is in the final stages.
Okay, sir. No issue. Thank you.
Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kunal Patel from Equiligence Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity again. So one question. Is there any revenue that is not booked this year and we are expecting significant revenue from those customers in coming year? If you can just quantify that part.
Repeat the question, sorry for that.
Okay, so I just want to understand, is there any revenue that we are expecting to flow from next year onwards, that is FY 23 onwards, and which can be a significant bring a significant growth to us.
Yeah, I got it. You got the question. First of all, we are expecting heat shield business to start for new heat shield on Sanma base Nimbus heat shield order supply to start from April, which will to Maruti and Hyundai, which will be approximately 14-15 crores for next year. Number two, and Marelli JV and Jaguar orders will start supplying from next financial year. But little bit has started, major will come from next financial year. It will be substantial business. Margo, and of course we lost a lot of stuff in this year because of Maruti and export stuff. It will start next year. And plus in the forging side also, yeah, forging side, BMW machines, we have developed, the small quantities are going, next year should be very, very high. So these are the major things, and Cummins, we are expected to grow some good orders for next financial year, which will start supplying this year also.
Okay. Sir, another question is regarding our forging business. So has the average realization of our forging parts gone up in last couple of years, and do you see it increasing over next couple of years?
Of course, the a couple of years, of course, it's increasing. The more utilization on the higher tariff prices, which we are going to do, which will increase my contribution per component.
Okay, okay. And as because we have seen the margins in our forgings division this quarter has gone up, while the revenue has declined. So is it largely because of better value products that we are supplying or better margin products we are supplying?
There are two reasons I just explained. One is the product mix. Product mix in the last quarter was around 53-54% export. Now it is export has come down in this quarter 46%, number one. Domestic has gone up. The margin export is always better than the domestic, everybody knows. Plus the euro has hit us badly because all exports 95% are in euro, and the euro prices I think year back was 88 rupees, now it is 84-85 last quarter. Thirdly, the freight has gone up crazy. We are still to recover the freight increases, which pertains to the earlier quarter, which we are expecting to receive in this quarter. Fourthly, the steel price increase of 5 rupees 60 paisa, which happened from October, is still to be recovered, which will recover in this quarter. So on the overall, you have to see the picture. Don't look at this quarter. This quarter, of course, is bad.
So safe to assume that similar things would have impacted our margins in our export side of gasket business as well.
Yeah.
Is my assumption right on that one?
No, on the gasket export is okay.
Okay, and we expect forging's margins to again go back to 18-19% over the next couple of years.
It will come back, come back.
Okay, okay. Okay, fine. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much for being on the call today. I hope we were able to answer your question. If not, you can get in touch with SGA, our IR investigation company in Mumbai. And stay safe, and thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Talbros Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.